USA News, I'm Dave Collins. Former President Trump's testimony in his New York civil fraud trial is concluded. He took the stand earlier today following the testimony of his two eldest sons last week. Trump engaged in repeated disputes with the presiding judge as prosecutors questioned him about his financial records, saying after the proceedings,
"This is a case that should have never been brought, and it's a case that should be immediately dismissed."
At one juncture, the judge admonished Trump's lawyers to control their client. Maine's two senators are pressing the Army for explanations following a tragic incident in which a reservist took the lives of 18 people last month. Senators Susan Collins and Angus King have written to the U.S. Army Inspector General inquiring about the concerns raised by Army personnel regarding Robert Card's mental well-being and the measures taken in response. Card is Sergeant First Class in the Army Reserves, had a documented history of mental health issues prior to the shooting in Lewiston. The Biden administration is allocating billions of dollars to enhance Amtrak's Northeast Corridor. President Biden revealed spending over $16 billion for these upgrades during a speech in Delaware earlier today.
Over 2,200 trains run on this corridor every single day, serving 800,000 passengers. It's the busiest rail corridor in the United States and one of the busiest in the world.
The initiatives encompass the reconstruction of century-old tunnels and bridges, as well as track enhancements aimed at improving travel efficiency. Senate Republicans led by Lindsey Graham, Tom Cotton, and James Lankford are pushing for immigration reform as part of any foreign aid package for Ukraine. Their proposal includes border wall construction, increased pay for Border Patrol agents, and changes to asylum laws, including raising the standard for credible fear claims. This is USA News.
Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at crazy low prices. They have access to great prices and discounts at over 500 different airlines. Plus 300,000 hotels and rental car companies. Their prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find the best price for you. Call SmartFares today and get ready to see the world with a fat wallet.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. That's 800-871-3291.
General Motors employees will get 25% pay raises if the tentative deal with GM is ratified. United Auto Workers President Sean Fain says that goes up to 33% when accounting for inflation, and the maximum pay will rise to $42 an hour. Pay will go up by 11% in the first year of the contract. A motorcycle rally in Texas erupted into gunfire over the weekend. Lance Pry has the details.
An investigation is underway after five people were injured during a shooting at a motorcycle rally in Galveston, Texas. Police say shots were fired late Saturday night as crowds for the Lone Star Rally gathered in the historic district known as the Strand. The condition of the five is unknown at this time. One person of interest has been detained but not yet charged. There's no word on what led up to the shooting or how many people actually pulled out a gun.
Major League Baseball teams are already looking ahead to the next season following the World Series. The league's free agency period opens today. Among the high-profile players hitting the market is two-way superstar Shohei Ohtani. MLB spring training will start on February 22nd. Five Nights at Freddy's remains the top of the box office. A horror film based on a video game took in almost $19.5 million in its second week in theaters. Taylor Swift, The Eras Tour, finished second. And the Martin Scorsese-directed Killers of the Flower Moon rounded out the top three at theaters nationwide over the weekend. Dave Collins, USA News.
Omaha Steaks Burger Perfection Flight, made from single cuts of real aged Omaha steaks, rewrites the book on burgers. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout for an extra $20 off your order, plus free shipping when you order the $79.99 Burger Perfection Flight, a fantastic array of pure ground steak on a bun burger greatness. For $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight, use promo code TREAT at checkout at omahasteaks.com and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.